Baby rattlesnakes may not be more likely to bite a human, but they are harder to see and less likely to warn with a rattle before they do strike. When the snakes are born, they don't yet have a rattle. It doesn't develop until they've shed their skin a few times, and even then it doesn't sound like the rattle that desert dwellers are conditioned to react to. Keith Bozen is the director of the Arizona Poison and Drug Information Center. He says sometimes people don't even know when a baby snake bites them.
Some of these snakes are actually fairly small, and so they don't have the power behind them to inflict a great deal of pain, but they can inflict a great deal of damage with the venom that they'll introduce to your body. So you may not feel it right away, or you may feel it and look down and you might not be able to see it because either it was so small or the environment you were in camouflaged it that well that. And we've had people that just didn't know that they were bit, but they knew something happened.
The Arizona Poison and Drug Information Center is in Tucson, based at the University of Arizona College of Pharmacy. The center handles calls for all Arizona residents, except those who live in Maricopa County. Bozen says the people who staff the phone line know the signs and subsequent symptoms of a snake bite, even if the caller doesn't have a lot of information about what happened. Also, he says it's better to call if you're unsure about an injury than to hold off.
It's always appropriate when you're not sure is to call the poison center. Now, we are an emergency phone service, but what our specialty really comes into is being able to triage. And so if we feel that you're in any kind of danger, we'll be able to triage your call versus other calls that come in. And so we provide just as much information as we do help for those who have been exposed to something. So we are an emergency service, but we are capable of answering questions as well. So never feel that calling us would be an inconvenience to us. That's exactly why we're here.
Bozen says that trained staffers on the poison center lines can also help throughout the treatment process.
When we're involved, we can help the physicians and the pharmacists and the nurses at the facility that you go to interpret the labs, interpret what the wound looks like, what's consistent with rattlesnakes, what's not consistent with rattlesnakes, and need to look for other causes or other problems.
That collaboration is because the poison center has doctors available to talk directly to other medical professionals. One of them is Peter Chase, an emergency doctor and medical toxicologist.
Throughout the Arizona area, there are many hospitals or many clinics, et cetera, that don't always see snake envenomation patients on a regular basis. And so, there can be difficulties that can be related to snake envenomations, whether they be low blood pressure, anaphylaxis, things like that, that sometimes need some additional individuals that have experience with that.
The Arizona Poison and Drug Information Center handles 200 to 300 calls a year with questions about snake bites, says Bozen, the director of the center. Of those calls, 150 to 200 are actually bites, and he says the busiest time of year is when the rattlesnake babies are hatching in late summer.
During August and September, we can average almost one a day. So a significant number of our bites come in during that two-month period of time.
The poison center will typically ask a person who suspects they've been bitten to describe what they were doing and what symptoms they're having. Bozen says anyone who's certain they've been bit by a snake should go immediately to the hospital. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.